Hello, welcome to Tay2Z, where we chat about every Taylor Swift song in alphabetical order. I'm Devin.
And I'm Gab, and we will be your hosts on this journey. In our last episode, we talked about The Man from Leather.
And today, we are discussing the song The Moment I Knew from Red, Taylor's version. The Moment I Knew is the 17th track on Red, Taylor's version.
Red was originally released on October 22nd, 2012. Red Taylor's version was released on November 12th, 2021. This song was solely written by Taylor.
Yes. The Moment I Knew has only been played live once.
Wow.
Was on the Eras Tour, of course, at Soldier Field in Chicago on June 4th, 2023.
I remember that.
Pretty wild that she's only played it once, but kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
I feel like she wouldn't want to play this song very often. I feel like it's hard.
Maybe, but also I think like other times where she's had surprise songs, like Rap was like one.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like there was less of a chance. Yeah. It was also originally a deluxe song, so maybe it was like lower on her list of surprise songs to play.
Definitely.
Originally. And then she did her little Eras Tour, I'm going to play every song at least once, and then not.
And then not anymore. And she missed some.
Well, we don't know. I mean, we still got another leg of the tour about to start up again, so yeah, we'll see.
Now she's adding in Tortured Poets Department stuff, and yeah. It's just like, when on earth is she ever going to play the other side of the door? It's just like...
The whole thing.
Give it to me. Yeah. And The Way I Loved You. Like, come on.
Yeah, we've been really... Like, those are really good ones.
Both of them. I know that we got the outro to The Other Side of the Door in one of those mashups.
Yeah.
But we want the whole song.
Yeah. So, Devin, what do you think about The Moment I Knew?
I think this song is pretty fantastic. Definitely one I don't listen to very often. I don't not listen to it because I don't like it. I feel like it just, there's, you know, 250 songs here. And so we only have so much time in the day. But when it does come on, like on shuffle or something, I love to scream sing that chorus. Like, it's such a good one. So I listened to it a couple of times today, and I had this semi-revelation, and it kind of works that... So she uses a cello there. There's this cello motif in the beginning that's like...
Oh, it's a cello. That's cool.
It's like this cello. It's not like this cello. It is a cello. And cello is very interesting because, well, one, it's considered a more male voicing in the chamber ensemble or in a string quartet.
Oh.
So in a string quartet, you have a violin. You sometimes have a second violin or a viola. Definitely another viola, and then a cello. Or you can do violin, viola, cello, bass. Depends on what the voicings are for the piece that you're playing. And the cello is usually the one holding down the beat and structure for the time signature and everything. And it's also the lowest voicing in that. So it definitely comes off as a male or a more masculine voicing of something. And cello really has a, you might call it a somber timbre. Yeah. It's very like deep and sometimes very warm, but it can also be very sad. And cello in music is usually used to, you know, portray a sad emotion or something, especially if it's being shoved to the front of the production. And here it very much is. And it's very interesting because the song starts off with that cello motif, and then she comes in with her response. And so it kind of hit me where, like, the cello represents Jake's phone call to her of, I'm sorry, I should have been there.
Interesting.
And because every time that cello motif happens, she then responds with her verse. And then after the first chorus, it goes again, and then she sings the second verse. And it's interesting, too, because there's no cello at the end of the song. It's the actual line of, you called and you said, I'm sorry I couldn't be there. And he said, me too.
I'm sorry I didn't make it. I'm sorry I didn't make it. It's much more casual.
Yeah. I'm sorry I didn't make it. And I said, me too. And that was the moment I knew. And so there's no cello anymore because she has him say the thing. And I listened to it one time with that. And then I listened again and I was like, huh. And then I listened again and I was like, huh. So I kind of feel like that's the representation of him here. It kind of is a little bit of like the Peanuts teacher. Like there's no actual words.
Yeah.
But it's the representation and the motif of him.
Yeah.
It then gives her the power of the lyric to respond without like him. And then finally telling us what he said at the end. So that's the first time I've listened to that's it like cool. this. And, and it could make sense. I think I like it.
Yeah.
Her story in this song is obviously incredibly heartbreaking and disappointing. I love the changes in feel from the verses to the chorus. You've got the really sad, somber verses. And then this like really punchy like punk, like a new slow motion, like so big and wide, and it kind of has those like strings that you would hear in one of those like 2000s like anthem songs, you know. Doesn't Vitamin C, that song, have strings in it? The we remember
probably
the graduation song. Yeah. Boop, 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 boop. I don't know.
I haven't heard that song in years. I wonder if kids are still listening to that as they graduate.
As we go on.
We definitely were.
Yeah, so good. I think that the changes there from the verses to the chorus really give the song a lot of depth.
Mm-hmm.
The chorus itself, obviously, such a banger. So great to sing along to. The bridge is short, but like really hits hard. Like, so good. I think that this is a great song and a fantastic album, and I think that it's such a great addition to her discography, and especially a little bit more insight into this chapter of her life.
Yeah, definitely.
Which is really great, and I mean, when this was a deluxe song, first on Red, and we didn't even have all of the stuff from Red we have now, and the time with it and whatever, it was a very important song, I think, to understand, like, where she was coming from with this whole situation.
Totally.
So, Gab, what do you think of The Moment I Knew?
I also really like the intro of this song. Is there piano there or no?
Yeah.
Okay, I was like, I thought I heard piano.
Yeah,
I didn't know what a cello sounds like, but that makes a lot of sense to me, too. I think that's really cool. I think the song tells a really clear and easy-to-follow story, which I appreciate. I also love how different the verses are to the chorus. And I kind of feel like the chorus almost comes out of nowhere after the slow and sad verses, and it kind of like bursts open with more emotion. I feel like it's like she's recounting the story, like trying to get it right, but then she's releasing the emotion she feels on the chorus. Like she's telling the story, but then she has to get that emotion out. I really like that. I think that the images in the chorus are super clear. It was like slow motion, standing there in my party dress and red lipstick with no one to impress. Like you can see it and see what's happening very so vivid. Easily. Yeah. And then in the bridge, she just hits this emotional climax of the party and what happened in like this perfect heightened storytelling way. And then she like descends into disappointment by the end of the bridge when she sings, "When the one who means the most to you is the one who didn't show." You know how she does that? Like she breaks down. Yeah. I also really like the inclusion of that call at the end with the lyrics. "You called me later and said, I'm sorry I didn't make it. And I said, I'm sorry too. And that was the moment I knew." Like, "I'm sorry I didn't make it," as if it's some casual stop-in event and not your girlfriend's birthday. Like, "Oops, I'm sorry I didn't make it." Like, that's not cool. Not cool, Jake.
Not cool.
I feel like that kind of highlights the major differences of where they were in life as well as their big age gap.
Yeah.
Because it's like a birthday party at that age, especially 21. It's supposed to be this big birthday and this big event. The fact that he's like, "Sorry I didn't make it." Like, it's like as if it wasn't a big deal to her. Like, that's just not cool at all.
Yeah.
But obviously we know this relationship was not it.
Nope.
But yeah, I just really like the visuals of this song, and I really like how it tells a nice linear story.
It's really, yeah, very good story. Tight, concise.
Clear.
Yes.
Yeah. Devin,
how
do you relate to The Moment I Knew?
So I've been witness to something like this happening quite a bit, especially in college, of people's significant others not showing up to things or friends or what have you. And then now that I'm thinking about it, the opposite of that was that I didn't want to miss out on somebody's birthday party, and I knew that they would be upset if I didn't go. Mm-hmm. And then I ended up losing my housing because I went to that party and got almost arrested by the cops for underage drinking.
Which I wasn't
even doing, but everybody else was. And I was the only person who gave my ID, and everybody else was like, oh, we're from Rutgers. And so that wasn't great. But
You didn't lose your housing, though.
No, yeah. I didn't, because I was from Vermont. I also feel like there was potential that I was this guy at one point.
Hey.
Not to this extent, but I feel like Taylor explores so many things in Red that, like, I kind of did as a teenager. I feel like, but it doesn't equate, because Jake was a grown-ass man.
Yes.
And I was a teenager doing this sort of stuff. But Red especially, and a lot of these earlier albums give me a chance to kind of reflect on, like, potential things that I may have done to somebody, because, you know, Taylor obviously wrote songs about it, and not everybody does that. And so, you know, I can't know if somebody maybe felt this way if they didn't either tell me about it or write a song about it.
Fair.
But again, like, never to this level, like, on a 21st birthday where your serious boyfriend said he's coming and he doesn't come. Like, that's wild to me. It's just like
you would know.
Yeah, it's just like, dude, like, just say, I'm sorry, I'm not gonna be able to make it. Let's celebrate this weekend together, just you and me.
Yeah.
Done. Like, we'll go to Paris, you and me. And she probably scheduled the birthday around him, too.
Yeah,
for sure. To be like, okay, so I know that you're busy and you have this thing going on, so, like, let's do my birthday this day.
Yeah.
And are you free that day? And then he was like, yeah, totally, yeah. And then he still doesn't come.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Communication is key, everybody.
Very key.
Very key. And it also sounds like he didn't call the entire time until she probably called him to say, where were you?
Cool.
Definitely, like...
Well, it says you called me later, but still, later.
Later.
Not, like, even, like, hey, like, I'm stuck on a set. I'm not going to be able to make it. Anything like that.
Yeah. Or, like, before the party being like, oh, I'm so sorry. Like, I'm not going to be able to make it. Let me send flowers.
Yeah. That's sweet.
Let's do something this weekend.
Yeah, well, clearly he wasn't.
Clearly not thinking. Not nice, Monsieur Gyllenhaal. Gab, what about you? Do you relate?
I actually had a friend whose boyfriend didn't show up to their 21st birthday party.
Oh, no.
And I always think about him when I hear this song. Wow. Always, always, always. Thankfully, they are no longer together. But I'd say that if someone you're dating is, like, constantly making you question on if they'll even show up, and, like, waiting for them or looking for them to be there is, like, hampering your enjoyment of events, they're not the right person for you. Like, you shouldn't have to feel so unsure or insecure in a relationship.
Definitely.
And, I mean, I know that's common, but it's not right. I mean, you shouldn't have to constantly question if the person that you love will show up for you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not communicating what your needs are or what they did hurt you, like, you also have to be communicating that.
Totally.
So that's all key. And also not just being like, I hope that they'll show up. Being like, hey, it's really important to me that you come to this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, now we get to the segment of... Gossip.
As we've already alluded to, this song is confirmed to be about Jake Gyllenhaal not showing up to Taylor's 21st birthday party. In an interview with Yahoo Music, Taylor said of the song, "The moment I knew was a song about my 21st birthday party, which was the worst experience ever." God. Which, like, really shouldn't be the case.
What was the reason for him not being there?
It's not clear where Jake was, at least on the internet, but the party was in Tennessee, so there could be also a chance that he was in L.A., just didn't fly to Tennessee. But if he was at some kind of event or had a really good reason, we don't know it.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. Though fans assumed that the song was about Jake missing Taylor's birthday for years, we received our confirmation via the All Too Well 10-minute version short film and with the lyrics, "But then he watched me watch the front door all night, willing you to come, and he said, it's supposed to be fun, turning 21.
Mm-hmm.
And then during these lyrics in the short film, we see the character of her looking away sad and then putting on a brave face while her friends sing happy birthday to her, and she blows out candles on a cake with 21 on it.
Oof.
So that film and those lyrics confirmed this theory we all had for years.
Definite confirmation.
Yeah. So, Devin, what's your favorite line in The Moment I Knew?
And it was like slow motion.
Yeah, it's good.
So good. So good. Like, and it's only just because I love to, like, scream it.
Yeah. When it's a good scream one.
Yeah, so good. What about you?
I really like, and they're in the bathroom, and she goes, I try not to fall apart, and the sinking feeling starts, like, the way she sings it so fast. I think it's just very pleasing, and also just the way, like, I try not to fall apart. It's, like, kind of like you're feeling that, what she's feeling, the anxiety and everything bubbling up, and you know when, like, you feel like you want to cry, and all it takes is someone going, are you okay? Yep. And then you just start crying, you're like, don't ask me if I'm okay. Yeah,
totally.
Yeah, I try not to fall apart. Always when you're trying not to fall apart is when you're probably about to fall apart.
It's when you're about to, for sure.
Yeah, but yeah. I think that's a really, really good lyric. Okay, Devin, from 1 to 10 party dresses, what do you give The Moment I Knew?
I think I'm going to give The Moment I Knew 7 party dresses.
Okay.
Yeah, I like it. It is not one that I listen to a lot, so it is not, I think, one of my quote-unquote faves, if you will. They're just continuing to keep getting more and more with all these new albums coming out.
Yeah, it's true. It's so true.
It's so hard, you know. But it's a great song. I really enjoy it. It's always a good listen. It's always a good, like, F.U. song, you know, like, sad. It's great mood.
Yeah.
I like it. What about you? From 1 to 10 party dresses, what do you give The Moment I Knew?
I am going to give The Moment I Knew, yeah, I think also 7 party dresses.
Oh.
I think so. Yeah, I think it's a very tight song. It tells a good story. It's enjoyable to listen to. It's just, like, not one of my top tops. It's not, like, a standout, but there's nothing wrong with it.
Totally.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Listen along with us. Check us out on Instagram at Tazy Podcast and give us all your thoughts. How did you spend your 21st birthday? Have you ever been in a situation like this? Do you know where Jake was?
Were you with Jake?
Were you with Jake? We want to hear it all, so let us know.
Absolutely, and thank you as always, everybody, for listening along. We are so happy that that you're all on this journey, and we're about to start our TTPD journey next week.
Yes, exciting stuff.
With our first one, But Daddy, I Love Him. And you may be asking, but Gab and Dev, why aren't you doing any of the T songs? We're going to get there. We're going to hold them out of the alphabet until we get to them in the Tortured Poets department.
Yeah.
So we're going to go through TTPD alphabetically.
Yes. And it's going to be like one song from our alphabet that we're doing and then alternating with a TTPD song to make it through, because it's 31 songs. It's
31.
So that's quite a lot.
Most of them are before T. Where we are.
Pretty much all of them, except for a couple. That's just going to be the case now as we move forward and Taylor keeps releasing music.
Unbelievable.
Yep. Come hang with us.
I'm Devin.
And I'm Gab.
This has been Tate the C.
Thanks for listening. See you next time.